In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I grew up in a very poor community back in Bayamón, Puerto Rico. We will call los del barrio, from the hood. And myself and so colleagues, buddies, we said we're going to strive to give a better future for our family. Everybody graduated, everybody went to different universities. Years later, in the 10 years of the anniversary of the graduation of the high school, we gather, families and friends of ours also gather. But there was this particular person that people didn't think a good thing about. He would make a good future. And he was a medical doctor. So when I introduced him, a good friend of mine that is going to remain nameless, I said, hey, here is this guy. He's a medical doctor. And one of the friends said, who? That guy? I can't believe he's a medical doctor. And he said, yes, my offer is he said the address. You're welcome to come over whenever you want. He was a listen to all of those that didn't believe about this particular person. In today's gospel, we find a discussion between two persons, Nathanael and Philip. Nathanael is skeptical and mistrust of Nazareth. However, Philip encouraged him to witness and feel Jesus' power for himself. This chapter has significant implication to our trust and belief in God. And it might assist us in finding the knowledge and insight we need in our society today. One of the key issues raised in this passage is how we look for trust. Many times, like Nathanael, we question the authenticity of what is provided to us, especially if it is new or outside of our preconceived notion that we have about something or unknown about something. This mentality, however, limits us and prevents us from finding beautiful things that are within our research. We must, like Philip, allow ourselves to discover the truth of those preconceived notions about that thing that we know or unknow or do not know about. We cannot claim to know everything, but we can have an open mind and heart to receive new experience and learn new things. Rather of believing what Philip was teaching him, Nathanael, like many of us, judged Jesus based on his look and the place he came from. But Philip showed him that he could only perceive the reality behind the appearance if he placed all his confidence and trust in Jesus. because of our own limits and biases, we too occasionally place boundaries in our faith and confidence in God. And we need to develop a constant state of trust and confidence in God's plan to be able to understand what is happening in our communities, society, and also in our own lives. In practical terms, these chapters serve as a reminder of the need to have an open mind and heart. They are the receptive to fresh information. We must confront our own biases and limitation and remain receptive to fresh thoughts acknowledged. Additionally, even in the midst of challenges that this itself can cause, we must maintain our trust and confidence in God's teaching if we stay loyal to the gospel truth and what it wants to teach us today. God will lead us on the right way and supply the answers and solutions we need. Today's passage, Gospel passage, is one of those passages that is highlighted in liberation theology. Because of the perspective of an historical Jesus with a dark skin from Nazareth, where Latin Americans look to the historical Jesus that look with dark skin, who is now well regarded by those in the surrounding regions. To understand their place in God, when liberation theology raised in the 1950s, they look to this historical Jesus and this particular situation that we read in the gospel today. Since many of us in Latin America receive a colonizer Jesus that a lot of time was far away from the realities that people of Latin America were living. How to see Jesus in an American way? How I can do that when that Jesus do not relate to me? So they say, we need to see how I can feed in the gospel and put aside that colonizer Jesus that was imposed by the colonizers and so forth. So in this particular gospel, when they see this question, when liberation theologians see about what good can come from Nazareth, many people from Latin America find themselves in that place, people arguing, what good can come from Latin America or from any other places, rather than another place that is not the United States. So it became a really, really strong passage, one of those in liberation theology. We all experience prejudice and bigotry in some way or another. Unfortunately, this has become a product of our society, of what we learn, or our own life experience. However, when prejudice and unfair treatment go uncontrolled, they can become destructive forces that destroy damage on every foundation of the human civilization. How many Nathanaels we can encounter along the way. Nathanaels who need to refocus their understanding of Jesus in order to understand those they reject. Nathanael was misled by his own prejudice and misconceptions. He couldn't see or hear Philip's joy. He couldn't see or hear Philip's excitement about what he was sharing. But he was needing to get that aside, all the prejudice and misunderstanding. In today's day, like Nathanael, we can find a lot of people asking those questions. In this context of today's society, we can maybe hear a question: can anything good can come out from a specific minority group? We hear in last election a person saying that I'm going to remain nameless, talking about how bad people of Mexico was crossing the border. So we find that kind of question and arguing about those people over and over. And we can see it in today's world and society. But if despite that this continues happening in our society, might this do not take away our joy in announcing Jesus, as Philip was overjoyed to have encountered Jesus, the Messiah. And when he meets Nathanael, he tells him, "We have found Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph, the one about whom Moses wrote in the law and about whom the prophets wrote." Nathanael instant answer from Nazareth. But today we can also say, yes, if somebody asks, from where that person come? Yes, also the good news is here and among them. But one thing I need to recall is that Nathanael is not a bad guy. If we read the entire chapter, we can see that he's a good person. He's not a bad person at all. But the biases and misconception is kind of a natural human traits. And I believe that sometimes we need them to comprehend deeply. However, in order to survive as a community, we must also keep them under control. And the most important thing, learn from them. Liberation theology theologians, when addressing these passages and many other passages, said that this is a good way and a good passage to learn and to read the scriptures from an outsider, from a person that it won't be well seen because of the social status, and also about the color of the skin of the historical Jesus. Then if we see and learning from the outsiders and reading the scriptures from this point of view, we like Nathanael start receiving new revelation and new understanding about what is to understand people that live, you know, on the margins. During Jesus' ministry, Jesus was well known by crossing borders. He crossed the border between Judea and Samaria, the border between Jews and Gentiles, the border between the poor and impoor, between male and female, between God's vision and a preconceived idea of what the world is or should be. Following Christ is crossing borders, is putting aside and accept the new ways, and also work and the thing that separates from each other. That constantly, and especially that constantly thing, to judge people from the social status and so on and so forth. And like Philip also said, look, come and see what God is doing among us, what Jesus is talking and revealing to us. Come and see, set aside the idea, and come and see the new thing that God wants to tell us all, where we all are one in Christ. Amen.